This is the May 27th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 450 for property ID 986-056-947. The property is owned by Dorothy Bacheliga and Ronald Carlson. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Dorothy and Ronald here for the appellants. If you could both please raise your right hands now to be sworn in.
You swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay.
No further questions. Go for it.
Okay. So you have the comparable property sales tax and the pictures that I have for the homes that I compared?
Yes.
Yes. Well, in going through this, we built our house new and moved into it in 2022, and we put a lot of money into it, and that's what I based the value at, was what we put into it, and then went to these homes and saw the square footage, all the information on the comparable, and found that we thought ours was more than what the comparables showed it should be. And that's all I know. You got anything?
No, I mean, you did your homework.
Yeah. Do you have any questions of me?
No, I'm just looking it over. Some of these, I noticed the square footage on the second page, most of them are about 600 square feet less than your home on sales 4, 5, and 6. They're all built around the same time, but they're not as large as your home.
Okay, well, so I guess one thing is, when we were building, we added a bonus room just because we needed it for grandkids, but that's, I guess, okay. Part of it. I just still, in that regard, on the second page, are you, let's see, 4, 5, and 6? Those were brand new. I put those there because they were brand new, and that's...
Right. Right.
What they sold them for.
Yeah. The ones on the first page are more comparable size-wise.
Uh-huh.
And actually sold in the right time frame, but they are a little bit older than your house, so.
Right.
I think I have enough information to make a decision.
Yeah, I have no further questions.
No, I'm okay. You did a good job of getting comparables in there.
Yes. Oh,
thank you. I tried.
Okay. Well, you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for considering it.
And for the record, understand we both agree that taxes should be assessed. Okay, we're not after that part.
Well, that's good.
We thought that it was just a little too extreme too soon.
Yeah, well, join the club. We all believe
yeah, I know.
That too. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Close the hearing.
This is the May 27th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have... the hearing before us involves petition number 592 for property ID 986 059 429. The property is owned by Scott Fry, but was submitted under Woodland Trust. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office and no one present from the appellant. The appellant submitted four comparable sales. Property ID 13004100, sold for $940,000 in June 2023. ID 20186400, sold for $975,000 in July 2023. ID 2174320000, sold for $1,036,900 in August 2023. And property ID 13990500, sold for $875,464. In March 2025. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Am I looking at the right one?
Woodland Trust. Should be Scott Fry, but it says Woodland Trust.
No, I know that, but I'm looking at the numbers she just read. Was well, that
his? She reads off the top. She's not reading his, the values on the bottom.
Was that his comparables?
Yes. And she's reading the sale prices, not his adjusted values.
Correct. Yep.
I got 940, 975, and 1,036,000.
Yes, correct.
You read one as 875.
That's the very last one on the last page that he submitted at the end.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay.
I still don't have 875.
875.
Oh, there it is. Okay, there it is. Pages. Never mind. Yeah. It's on three different pages. Got it. Sorry. Okay, since no one's present for either party, we'll make a decision based on the information available. Any questions?
No questions.
Question.
Close the hearing.
This is the May 27th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 593 for property ID 555-60000. The property is currently owned by Ruben Kovalenko and Ella Casagrande. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office and no one present from the appellant. The previous owner of the property, just for the record, was William McAvicar and James McAvicar, but the current owners are Ruben and Ella. The appellant's evidence included an appraisal performed by Catherine Pugent of Homestead Appraisals indicating a value of $290,000 as of November 2024, and the assessor's evidence included a cover letter recommending the assessed value be reduced to $285,000. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No question.
Close the hearing.
This is the May 27th hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization, May 27th, 2025 hearings. Before us, we'll be reviewing the late file submitted to the Clark County BOE. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. The first one we'll be looking at is a request for reconvene submitted by Rebecca Patterson for property ID 4703500. It was submitted on May 6th, 2025. They use the late filing reason reconvening code 3, which states in an arm's length transaction, a bona fide purchaser or contract buyer acquired interest in the property after July 1st, but on or before December 31st of the assessment year, and the sales price was less than 90% of the assessed value. The request must be filed by April 30th of the year following the assessment year. This was an appeal on a 2023 assessment. They stated, we purchased the home in November 2024. The purchase price was $410,000, which was substantially lower than the assessed value of $515,000, which is also less than the 90% assessed value. Therefore, we are requesting a reconvene of the above property.
This is the one we heard before?
Yep, but because it was submitted on May 5th, it is after that April 30th date. So it does look like we have to reject that one.
Is it because of that date, or is it because it's the year? I mean, it's a year and something.
It's both. So the guidance that was received during the Board of Equalization clerk training is after April 30th, the only valid
request for reconvenes that we wouldn't need to, that we can accept are 2025. So 2024 and 2023 are not valid cases to be opened.
That's too bad.
Okay, I guess we can't hear it.
All right, then the other one we have, this one was submitted exactly on April 30th, so would be by that deadline. Let me share it just in case, because this wording is a little strange. And I want to make sure you see what I see so I don't read it incorrectly. This was submitted by Carrie Ann Gallagher for property ID 223-92000. It is a request for reconvene. She used code 1, which states that the taxpayer did not receive the notice of value. Sorry. At least 15 days prior to the deadline for filing the petition and can show proof that that value was actually changed. The request must be filed by April 30th. They stated, unable to confirm receipt within 15 days of filing deadline for petition and can show proof that the value was changed. After discussing with the county assessor's office on April 28th, 29th, and again on April 30th of 2025.
Okay, I guess they met the deadline.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll say okay to that one. And that concludes our late files and potentially all late files for this assessment year. This is the May 27th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 590 for property ID 603-155-000. The property is owned by Jonathan and Daniela Mariano. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Jonathan here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Absolutely, yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
That's fine. So that's fine.
Unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Great. Thank you. I think that what I'd like to have happen, if possible, is that the assessor could come take a look at the property. This is not a house that I live in. This is the house that I purchased for my senior parents as a transition before they move into assisted living. And the house is really falling apart, has asbestos. We tried to make it as livable as possible, but once they move out, that house is going to be demolished. So it's definitely not worth the $48,000 that they assumed it was. It's, you know, a mobile park, you know, the spot is rented. So I could provide photos, you know, whatever information you need to make a more accurate assessment of the value of that building.
Well, those had to be submitted prior to this hearing.
Okay, that's fine. I apologize. Yeah. If you can't make a decision based on that, then I can accept the board's finding on that. And now I am aware that there is a tax abatement available for seniors. Anyway, my parents are in their 80s, and so we'll apply for that, and I'm sure we'll have that next year.
Okay, it says you paid $70,000 for it in 2020.
Yeah, it's close to my house and you know, other kids' house, and so it was a cost that I had to incur so that my parents could have a place to live, and I knew it was a write off, but it was, you know, I loved them and it's what I had to do, but
it's a mobile home.
It's a mobile home that was built, you know, 20, 30 years ago, and it's not in a condition that's ever going to be resellable.
Okay, you still have within 30 days after this hearing, after you get our response, you can appeal to the state.
Okay.
But you have to submit information to them to demonstrate the condition and the fact that it's going to be demolished, and, you know, pictures of it, the condition, okay. Or have someone come out and look at it. and give you a fair appraisal, or even a realtor's opinion of value could be something that they may accept.
Okay, we can do that.
So you'll get the information when you get our response. You get information about appealing to the state.
Okay, that's fine. I can accept that.
Great. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day, people. All right. Bye-bye.
Close the hearing.
This is the May 27th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 591 for property ID 13138700. The property is owned by Peter Marsh. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Peter Marsh here for the appellant. Pete, I know we can't see you, but if you can please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
All right.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth and a penalty for perjury?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Just to let you know or remind you that we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
I have no further questions. And on April 22nd, I sent a letter to the board where I addressed two matters. The first was mentioning that the actual value of the property had previously been determined through fee appraisals. And the second item was that the assessor reported that residential values during this time period increased about 5%. But a professional appraiser reported that my particular property, or a property such as mine, increased by somewhat a greater amount, by 6.5 to 6.7%. So if there are no exceptions taken to these facts that I just shared, then I really don't have anything else to offer.
So Pete, did you see when you pulled the forms off online that there's a comparable property sheet where you list your property in the left-hand column with all the details, and then you provide specific...
Yes.
That's really helpful for us. I mean, this is all general information, but what we'd like to see is comparable properties to yours and what they've sold for.
Well, I did not complete that. And one of the reasons, though, the primary reason that I didn't, is because in my documentation, which I returned with my request for a hearing, was the option to ask the assessor's office to provide the material that they used to establish value on my property. And they did not do that. And it had never been received. And matter of fact, I had called them to ask for it, and that was unsuccessful as well. So subsequently, I don't have that. The only thing I can provide you is what I just mentioned.
Well, they feel like they've met their obligation by providing their website for you to go on and look at all the comparable sales. So they typically don't provide it. I'm not saying that they shouldn't, but they don't. And that leaves the taxpayer at a little bit of a disadvantage. But providing...
And this taxpayer is even a more substantial advantage, because I'm in my late 80s and I am not technically well versed.
I completely understand.
Allison, could you show that page where they can get the comparable properties?
Yes, Peter, are you able to see our screen? You're a caller, so I'm not sure if you can see us.
I'm a caller.
Okay.
On their main page where it talks about your property value, there's a place where it asks you can get comparable properties. And if you click on that and put the criteria in, it will give you comparable properties. And the reason I'm telling you that is that the assessor has gotten that approved by the Department of Revenue as meeting his obligation of providing you the information used in valuing your property.
All right. Well, in order for me to utilize something like that, I would need someone to tutor me on how to do it. But I also would like to mention that in the past, you know, this property has been appraised more than once by professionals. And in each case, they have mentioned that the county's comparable, the properties they used for comparables were very inappropriately used for this particular property. That has been their repeated evaluation and analysis of what the county has done. But I'm not sophisticated enough to know how all of these things work, how they bring up properties they use as comparables, other than I can just tell you, and I think it's shared in your previous records, that the assessor said that the comparables are inappropriate.
Yeah. Do you use a computer at all?
I do it on a basic level, but I've never been trained on, and quite frankly, I'm scared to death of it. I mean, well, if I hit the wrong button, everything goes away, and it's a jumbled mess, and I don't know what to do.
I hear you. I'm very near 80, and I understand exactly where you're coming from. But just to let you know, if you do use it and you have the internet, you can call in to Allison or her assistant, and they can walk you through how to get to that page that I spoke about earlier. Okay. If you want to be brave and do that, you can do that. Otherwise, you're going to be at a bit of a disadvantage in this case. And I apologize for that, but it is what it is. And unfortunately, this situation, the state has written the law in such that instead of you being innocent until proven guilty, you're guilty until proven innocent. And that's the way the assessor works, is that they have the presumption of correctness unless you prove them wrong. And that's an unfortunate circumstance that we all have to live with. And so if you're going to fight them, you're going to have to pull up as much information as you can or get someone to help you do that.
Pete, do you have a recent private appraisal? You mentioned appraisals. Have you had private appraisals done in the last year?
Last year, you had one.
Yeah. Okay, so if you had one last year, you could have submitted that. And we don't have anything in front of us from previous appeals. It's all been archived. So every appeal, every year is brand new. You have to resupply all the information. I know it seems like a hassle, and it is, but that's unfortunately the way the system works. But I didn't assume
that would be the case. I assumed that the previous appraisals are a part of your records that you refer to.
No.
Technically, the way the law is written is you have to provide us with all the information necessary for us to make a conclusion. So you would have to provide everything regardless of whether you've provided it for the last 10 years.
But if you were going to appeal to the state, I bet Allison might be able to help you a little bit with what you would need to get together for that.
Would you say that again, please?
I said, if you decide to appeal to the state, which you have the option to do if you don't like our decision, I'm sure Allison would be willing to give you some help in preparing for that.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. I would like to suggest that in the documentation that you send out to property owners who are contemplating a hearing such as this, that you mentioned to them that if they have a previous appraisal, to be sure and supply it, because all the records are archived and they're not available to you.
Allison says that it is in the written information that goes out.
That is in there?
Yeah, the board can only consider material that's submitted to them each year, but I'd be happy to go through it with you and help prepare you if you'd like to appeal next year. We're also happy to make appointments, and we can help you in person if that's something you'd like. And I know the assessor's office also has a requirement to help people go through some of this too. So we can definitely set that up for next year. And if you do choose to appeal to the state, like Lisa was saying, we can give you the information on how to do that, and you'll be able to submit new evidence to them as well. But yeah, unfortunately, the board legally can only view information that is submitted each year. So if you have a previous board decision or previous information, it's good to turn that in each time. And I know we kind of include that in the flyer just to remind you to turn in what you can.
I feel like the message that you're telling me is that you're not going to honor what I have provided or what's been provided, and that it's going to be necessary for me to appeal this, which is disappointing, of course.
No, we're not telling you that. We're just saying that to make a better appeal and a very convincing appeal, you should provide this in the information we've just talked about.
Okay. So I will take your advice, and I will call upon Allison and whoever to help me in the event appeal is necessary. But believe me, I'm hoping that it won't be. But thank you for sharing the information.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Close the hearing.
This is the May 27th, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 432 for property ID 141339000. The property is owned by Carrie and Jamie Smith. Board members present by video conference are Terry Hagberg, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant. No detailed quantitative information was provided by the appellant for board review. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No question.
Close the hearing.
All